Thank you. Do take your seats. So next, I thought I'd quite like to tell you a Christmas story. And this Christmas story is appropriately enough called God With Us Promised, which is, of course, today's title as well. Okay, so here we go. So for this, I'm going to use a Sketch-O-Matic, so my drawing will come up on the big screen, and I've got to go downstairs for this, so if you'd like to follow on the big screen. Okay, so this is the story of Flaky the Snowflake. So I warn you now, it's going to be quite a surreal story. First, we have to get Flaky born. So here I've got a specially folded piece of paper, which I've done earlier in the greatest tradition. And as you can see on the screen, I'm going to cut out into the sides. So there we go. Whilst I'm doing that, just a word from our sponsor, Jeff and Heather, who we know. This is Jeff and Heather's camcorder that makes up the main component of the Sketch-O-Matic, allowing us to view. And, yeah, that's okay. And whilst that's on, I'll just tell you about Jeff is in America. Since the last time we fired up the Sketch-O-Matic, we had, he's been to America visiting family. So if the Niagara Falls flashes up on the screen, just give me a shout. I've pinched the camcorder back off Jeff now because he's in Manchester, of course, doing missionary work for a few months. He said there's nothing picturesque in Manchester to camcorder. So there we are, we're nearly there. I've also got some more blanks. Just hold those up, there we go. So if during coffee you'd like to come up and have a bash, make your own Flaky to remind you of the story, then do feel free. I'll put them there for the youngsters as well. Okay, so let's unfold. So there we go. As we're doing that, the men in white coats tell me that every snowflake is individual. So just as the Lord makes us individual, every snowflake he makes is individual, is infinite possibilities. And there we go, there's our Flaky. That's excellent. Right. Okay, so we can see the comparison between ourselves and the snowflakes. So having been born, here we go. Flaky had a very good life and a happy life. Read his Bible, and there he is, I draw him fluttering down on a winter's afternoon in the air. And here we go, I draw lots of chums, so it was a bit of a snowstorm, so there's other Flaky chums as well. It's not really stretching my artistic ability, this. And didn't just go to the pub at art college, you can tell. There we go. So Flaky is an ordinary whitish kind of snowflake. Okay, so next sheet. Okay, so Flaky landed on a hillside, a beautiful hillside at the top of a valley. There he has landed. And he continued to read a good life, read his Bible. One day he heard voices calling from the bottom of the valley. Flaky, Flaky, come and stand with us. You've got to roll with it. It's the snowball effect. The Lord will keep his promise and God will be with us. Wow. Yes, well, I'm okay up here, thank you, Flaky called back. I'm fine here. I saw you go. I saw you moving down the hillside. It looked very hard work for a small snowflake. There's bits of grass and all sorts in front of me. I'm fine here. Next day, Flaky heard the voices again. I'm drawing these down at the bottom of the valley, but Flaky can't see these. There we go. Flaky, Flaky, come and stand with us. You've got to roll with it. It's the snowball effect. The Lord will keep his promise. God will be with us. You've got to read Matthew 17, verse 20. I know this story, Flaky said. Matthew 17, verse 20. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, move, and it will move. Nothing is impossible with God. I like that story. But he never really did anything about it. Next day, Flaky, come and stand with us. You've got to roll with it. It's a snowball effect. God will be with us. He'll keep his promise. I'm okay up here, Flaky said. I know what you're like. You're just safety in numbers. You'll say I told you so, and you'll be all smug. I'm okay here. Well, that night, Flaky felt a bit sad, and he read his Bible again, but more importantly, he said a special prayer. Dear Lord, I don't want to be just okay anymore. I want to be your special friend and be with you and know you personally. And because you made a special sacrifice just for me, I can be whiter than white and so come and be close to you. Well, next morning, Lakey woke and he did feel a little bit better, a little bit different. And you know, he did a little forward roll. Here he goes. And as he did his forward roll, he got a bit bigger, of course, and he moved past the grass. Then he got a little bit bigger again. And he said, well, this is quite a little bit easier than I've ever imagined. And he had gravity with him. That's a bit like the Holy Spirit. So as he moved down, of course, it got bigger and bigger and gathered more snow. And the bigger he got, the more gravity could be with him. And as he went down, gravity was like the Holy Spirit, and it helped him, and it wasn't an effort at all. And in fact, he really loved it. He enjoyed it. And there he is, getting bigger and bigger, and soon he was cascading right down the hillside, going over logs and all sorts of big bits of grass and tuffles, and until he reached the bottom. And you know, when he got to the bottom, he stood with 3-4 other snowmen. Not only had he become a big snowball, but beyond his wildest expectations, he'd become a handsome snowman. And as he stood there, do you know, his friends never said, I told you so. They were never smug, because that wasn't in their heads at all. Instead, they wore a big old smile. And then Flaky wore a smile. And even better, he put a smile on the Lord's face as well. So let's all pray, whether for the first time or the 150th time, the special prayer that Flaky said, and fully trust in the Lord and take that leap of faith, as small as a mustard seed, and we can all have gravity with us over this Christmas. There we go. Okay, I'm going to put Flaky up here on the Christmas tree, and we can remember him over Christmas. Okay. Now, Marge is going to come and help me with the prayers of intercession.